at the World Checkers Championship in Glasgow, Scotland in 1863. It is James Wiley against Robert Martins.
The two best checker players in the world.
Wiley.
Playing a 40-game series. All 40 games opened with the same three or four moves, and all 40 games were draws.
Not only that.
21 of the 40 games are the exact same game.
Meaning that move for move for move, they were precise duplicates of each other.
Start to finish.
Every single move was the same?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, can you imagine? It's like a month of checkers.
How exactly does that happen?
Well, see, these guys were professional checkers players.
Yes.
So they studied moves that other competitors had made. They would write them down, memorize them, and they became a kind of catalog. So at a certain point, every move you saw on the checkerboard, you'd think, oh, yeah, that one.
Checkers had hit this point where the conventional wisdom about what was the proper move to play had gotten to this point where there was now a perfect game of checkers. And with the world title on the line,
both players played that perfect game over and over and over.
So this was really rock bottom for the checkers community. I mean,
By the way, this thing that you just said killed checkers?
Yeah.
This concept
has a name. It's called?
Called The Book.
The Book.
The danger is that the entire game stays in book the whole time.
And that danger, says Brian, is not specifically confined to checkers.
Occasionally, very rarely in the chess world, you'll see two grandmasters play the exact same game that another pair of grandmasters played, you know, a year before. And they'll get boos and jeers all over the internet.
Now, chess, the book in chess, is huge. It started in the 16th century, and for hundreds of years, players were keeping track of moves and counter moves and counter moves, until by the 1950s?
It was like a library.
It actually was a library.
In the Moscow Central Chess Club.
And who's this?
This is Fred Friedel. He's a chess analyst and one of the few non-Russians to have seen this room.
Yes, it's a huge, musty room. All these shelves, and there were little boxes, and the boxes contained little cards, index cards.
And each of these cards documented a particular game of chess from the past, and for a while this was all a secret.
There were about three or four players in the world,
all Russian,
who had access to
them. When one of these guys had a big game, they would go to this library and say, all right, I've got this opponent, he's a Polish guy, Przybyorka, something or other, give me all his game.
And suddenly you have a few hundred cards,
which you and your team could study.
This is how they prepared.
By memorizing literally thousands of moves.
Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands.
But where Fred comes in is in the 80s. He convinced the Russian Federation to put this online. Where anyone could study it and add to it. And suddenly this book explodes. Which is for some people distressing.
People tend to boo me sometimes when I come into the chess tournament today. They will point to me and say, that's him, Frederick, the man who ruined chess.
Because here's the modern game. When two players sit down at one of these tournaments to face off, they've already consulted Frederick's database, which he's named Fritz.
The chess players all call it Fritzy now.
And because of Fritzy, they walk into these games with so much of the book in their heads that whole portions of the game are very checkers-like, very rote.
You'll see this if you watch grandmasters play speed chess.
That's Brian Christian again.
They'll just hammer out the first dozen or so moves with barely any thought.
Out of memory.
Yeah.
It used to be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 moves. Nowadays, it is 16 moves, 20 moves.
There does seem to be a kind of creep that's happening. The book is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But inevitably, in every chess game, there is a moment which puts the book in its place. If you watch a game, as I was able to do, because you can watch these games online, okay, you will see that moment. And it's not like, you know, Jordan scoring 40 points while he has a fever. It's not like that. But if you know what to look for, it's quite profound. Okay, it's 8:30 a.m. I'm here with my little man.
Say hi.
And somewhere in Romania, two grandmasters are about to sit down at a table to do battle, and I will watch it virtually. The match I watched was Magnus Carlsen, the world's top player, versus Ikuro Nakamura, the U.S. champ. I call up Frederick.
Hello, it's Frederick.
To give me the play-by-play, because I actually don't know much about chess.
Okay.
Well, his program, Fritz, can tell you how many times each move has occurred in the entire recorded history of chess. His computer can look at the board and say, ah, that move you just made, that has happened before, and I will tell you exactly how many times before.
Hey, it started. Here we go.
Move one.
White moves. It's d4 to d5.
White pawn two squares forward. My database tells me that there are 1,775,000 games in which this occurred.
Then, move two.
Black counters with its pawn going from c4 to e6.
Now we've got two pawns facing each other, middle of the board. And according to Fred's database, this exact configuration has occurred in
514,518 games.
So, 1.5 million down to 500,000.
Smaller.
Yes.
Move three. White moves another pawn.
335,000.
Black, another pawn.
149,000.
Even smaller.
Yep. White moves its knight.
114,000.
Black moves its bishop.
91,000.
Less again.
White pawn takes a black pawn.
Just have our first casualty, people.
2,428 games.
What was that again?
2,400.
Oh, the black pawn responds.
2,613 games.
White bishop flies across the board.
2,125 games.
Black moves another pawn up.
1,200.
White queen does a little thing.
381 games.
381, getting lower.
Yes. Black bishop retreats.
19 games.
19.
19.
White moves another pawn.
Which has occurred in 11 games.
Okay, black bishop retreats.
Still 11 games.
White bishop advances.
We're down to 10 games.
10. Woo! Black bishop falls back even further.
And we have 9 games.
Black bishop takes white bishop.
5 games.
White pawn retaliates, taking black bishop.
Still 5 games.
And then white rook and white king switch places.
Now there are no more games.
You have a position which has never occurred before in the universe.
In the universe?
Not in the history of this universe. And this is what is known as the novelty